Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Myanmar de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi Tuesday pleaded for more time to address the grievances of the Muslim Rohingya following a three-week crackdown that has forced hundreds of thousands to seek refuge in Bangladesh. Speaking to the nation, the Nobel laureate said more than Muslims have been impacted by the violence sparked by insurgent attacks on security forces.
We feel deeply for the suffering of all the people who have been caught up in the conflict. Those who have had to flee their homes are many, not just Muslims and Rakhines, but also small minority groups such as the Diné, Maro, Tep, Miramaji, and Hindus, of whose presence most of the world is totally unaware.
She said her government is committed to the restoration of peace and stability, as well as a verification process of the refugees who have fled.
We are prepared to start the verification process at any time. A verification process was set up as early as 1993, and based on the principles to which both countries agreed at this time, we can continue with the verification of those refugees who wish to return to Myanmar.
Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi. French tech company Otimorpho says that supplied the electronic system used in Kenya's now nullified August election, said the biometric voter identification needed for the October 17th rerun will not be ready by then. That was a date set by the Kenyan Supreme Court overturning the results of the August 8th election. This is VOA News.